A Myanmar opposition leader who was arrested during last month's mass protest against the junta has reportedly died today from torture during interrogation. Official media in Myanmar said 10 people were killed when the junta sent in soldiers to end days of Buddhist monk-led demonstrations in September. But Western governments say the toll is likely to have been much higher. Meanwhile, the U.S., U.K., and France have urged the U.N. Security Council to call for a change in the military junta regime. U.S. Campaign to Free Burma spokesman Jeremy Woodrum said the council needs to act now.
The one thing that has been a little bit less reported is the attacks on ethnic minorities in eastern Burma. You know, in that area of the country, the military regime has destroyed over 3,000 ethnic minority villages. You got 1.5 million people who fled their homes as refugees and internally displaced. And, you know, just to put that in a little bit of context of an issue that's a little bit more well-known, that's almost twice as many villages as have been destroyed in Darfur. Yet here you have the UN basically unable to do anything because China is entirely blocking them. So whereas the Security Council is sending peacekeepers to Darfur, they haven't lifted a finger on Burma.